The songs we love, the songs we hate, the songs we've never heard. What do they all have in common? Music speaks to us in ways we may not realize. Discover how to use what you already have to get what you really want. You're listening to Power of a Positive Playlist on the OBBM Network. Here's your host, John Chester.
And that's me. Hi, folks. Good to see you. Welcome back. This is John Chester from the Power of Positive Playlist, music therapist and all-around swell guy. It is really good to be back because today, my friends, I have sitting across from me a friend. And this is Adrian Bledsoe. Hey, Adrian.
How are you?
Good, good. Thanks, man, for coming in. I've been wanting this for months, and our schedules and the COVID and just have really kind of stopped that from happening. But it is so good to see you.
I'm glad that we could finally connect, brother. I know we've been working on this for a while.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Now, I'll tell you quickly. I met Adrian when I was working at a local hospital, and he was running the joint in the sense that he was, oh, stop it. Yes, you were. Because there's administration and then there's the front line. And Adrian was the front of the front line. And you're going to learn more about him, but my experience with him is he was the go-to guy for the patients to come up to learn the common sense, real tactics to overcome, to achieve, and to just manage the things that happen to people when they get slapped with diagnosis or just when life, you know, TKOs them. So I have a high degree of respect for this man. So he's been so good to my son as well. By the way, when you see John, he's massive. It's just like Mount Rushmore, and he eats with shovels, and it's just amazing.
That's my boy.
Yeah, so let's get on with this. Adrian, why don't you tell the people what got you on this trek that you're on? Because you are a fitness maven. And people don't just walk into that. You don't like wake up and go, gosh, look at these muscles. Oh my gosh, this is great, because I didn't get that. So what got you into that?
Well, I have a lot of friends who I've seen over the years let themselves go. And this started maybe over 20 years ago. I've had loved ones pass away because of underlying health issues. Of course, I'm from Arkansas, and everything is either deep fried or it's just smothered in grease and fat. So you can't pour a bucket of gravy on your arteries and expect to be healthy for the rest of your life. So once you start seeing that, and your friends start expiring at a young age because of underlying health issues, it kind of kicks you in the butt. About 15 years ago, I had some mental health stuff going on because of some things that I went through. And the only thing that I knew to do was run. Run, you know, just get out there and get active. And once my mind started to just escape what it was that I was fixated on, I became addicted to it. Mm-hmm. I became addicted to it. And it did wonders for me. And I preach it till I'm blue in the face. I preach it till I'm blue in the face. It's a lifesaver.
Yes, it certainly is. Now, speaking of things you've been through, you're a vet.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your service. What branch of the armed forces?
Army.
Yes, sir. And what's your experience?
Well, all depends.
Okay, first of all, it's kind of a family show. And two, let's keep it upbeat. Let's move forward, shall we?
Well, I can tell you this. I went in a naive boy and came out a wise old man.
How old were you when you went in?
24.
And you were there how long?
8 years.
Okay. Did you go overseas?
Yes, sir. Twice.
Where?
First tour post 9/11, and second tour 2007.
And so, how would you put all that together to speak to somebody that's been through what you've been through?
Well, it's should be used more of a survival tactic, because of the realities of the matter. It's something that you have to be more proactive with. It's something that you have to accept. It's going to be a part of you, and you have to get proactive instead of letting it overcome your life. I would just advise anyone who's suffered with the restlessness, the impulsivity, just anything that keeps you up at night, please develop a healthy regimen. I used to jump rope at midnight in my garage. I used to do 1,000 push-ups per day. It was a personal challenge. Rather than dwelling on what was ailing me, my primary objective was to complete those 1,000 push-ups before the sun came up.
So it's the old concept. Two concepts. One, it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it really is a choice. A lot of what happens in our life is a choice. And two, it can make you better or bitter.
Yes.
And so you've taken a choice to make it better.
Absolutely.
That's fascinating. So when we come back, I want to talk about what you're doing now, because you're a trainer. I met you, as I've said before, when I was working in a psych hospital as a music therapist, and you were passing out this sage advice and being a real open ear to people who were just managing life and their diagnosis and their families and things that were just happening. And you had some real powerful story, I think, that you're now leveraging, and I want people to get in on that. So when we come back, we'll discuss more of this with Adrian Bledsoe. This is Ivor Chester and the Power of Positive Playlist on the OBBM Network.
Do you have compassion fatigue? Caring for someone with an impaired memory can cause symptoms including tension, stress, and lack of sleep. It's hard, maybe downright impossible, to run your business when you're struggling to balance both. It may be time to talk to a dementia care specialist from Silverado DFW. Nobody has ever wished they waited to get help. Silverado DFW has improved the lives of many, giving you peace of mind through world-class memory care and giving your loved one a lifestyle that includes companionship, activities, mental stimulation that may be outside of your ability to provide. Silverado DFW understands it takes a village approach to care for your loved one. Feel the difference at our South Lake location. Count the smiles on our residents' and associates' faces. No, you don't have to do this alone. Call Maria Long, 469-315-3775 for information on your next steps. Silverado is committed to providing exceptional memory care and world-class customer service. Call 469-315-3775. Silverado DFW Memory Care Community serves the entire Metroplex. Don't wait any longer. Call 469-315-3775 today.
Introducing IV Hookup.
IV treatments have been the standard of care used for years to deliver intravenous hydration treatment to patients. Our medical director has created a safe, industry standard protocol to efficiently support your wellness through IV vitamin hydration, including options for athletic performance, mood enhancement, general wellness, and hangover recovery. IV Hookup now offers full spectrum COVID-19 testing at reasonable prices. This means we can get you and your staff tested in a quick time frame. Are you hosting a group event? We can provide a customized package for IV treatment and COVID testing as well. IV Hookup is everything you need to both stay healthy and approve it.
Go to ivyhookup.com to order yours, and we'll bring it right to you. That's ivyhookup.com.
And welcome back. This is John Chester, the Power of Positive Playlist. Blessed to be sitting across from the Adrian Bledsoe himself. Amen. So, Adrian, what do you say to people who are doing the type of regimen you're doing quite successfully? And you've done it with doctors. You've done it with CEOs. You've done it with vets. You've done it with all stripes of people. How do you make that system work to where that doesn't become abusive?
Well,
and you know what I mean by abusive? I mean, you know, they may not have the optimal tennis shoe, or they don't have the money for the gym or something, but still they just may pound it into themselves so much that it becomes harmful.
Well, what worked for me in the beginning, because I would run through a brick wall. I'd run through a brick wall because I was so juiced up. Because once you get filled up with so much anxiety, you just have no way of dispersing that energy, and you just start doing stuff. So if you hurt yourself enough times, you start to learn what not to do. Mm. Okay. Pull the muscle here, pull the back muscle there. And, you know, I kind of learned by trial by error, but.
So it's your job now, though, to, since you've learned it by error, which is just called education, you don't want other people to do the same thing.
Absolutely not.
So.
So what I would recommend is that you, first you have to remain open. You have to remain open to suggestibility, which means being open enough to work with someone else, partner up, because it's one team, one fight. I'm about as much of a loner as anyone else, but a good friend of mine who's sitting across from me helped me learn the value of teammates, having a teammate that you can trust, someone that you're open to, not only from a physical standpoint, but emotional. So once you marry the emotional component and the physical component, then you start to have a lot of healthy ideas on how to treat yourself. And I had to learn that the hard way as well. You can get all the physical in the world. I mean, we can get in there and we can bench press until we fall out. But without that emotional component, I mean, we're basically just throwing things up in the air when we're still not addressing the issue.
So you spoke a little before about your psych experience that you've had personally. Mm-hmm. What do you say to people who are not at their optimal settings mentally and are making alternate choices that they just shouldn't, that are harmful to themselves and ultimately to others? Because we're, like you said, you're a loner, and I get that and I respect that, but we're called to be communal.
Yes.
So we can injure other people. What do you have to say about that?
Well, again, just based off personal experience, the road that I've traveled hasn't been easy. It's kind of been a learning experience. Learn as you go. Learn as you go. My brother served, and he had some issues that he dealt with, and we teamed up to troubleshoot those issues and whatnot. And it's a snowball effect. So we went through our things, and of course, my mom had to stand by and watch everything that unraveled, which caused her to have issues. So with that being said, it's always good to have a good, solid team behind you. Embrace the idea of one team, one fight. Friends, uncles, cousins, I don't care if it's Power of a Positive playlist that plays an active role in your life. You know, if it's something that bridges you with other people who think like you do or are having the same issues that you do, embrace it. And that's where the emotional component comes in. You have to have that emotional open door. You have to have that open door of emotion, you know, someone that you trust pouring out to. We can lift weights, we can run through a wall all day, but unless we embrace the imperfection, it's not going to matter, which I call it imperfection. It's going to be a part of you anyway. You know, the PTSD, the depression, the roller coaster, you know, all that's going to be a part of you. Doesn't matter what you do. We could run a marathon and it'll still be a part of you. You just have to embrace it and embrace the people around you that are very supportive. You know, it could be the difference between life and death.
You mentioned embrace. I hope y'all hear that, because don't push away. It is a standard technique for people with issues. I don't know what those issues are, but to pull away from each other because of fear, because of shame. And those are so non-productive. Mm-hmm. And when you say embrace, you mean bringing people, and it's a risk,
yes,
to bring people that you may or may not like, but may have information or may have something that is of use to you and you to others. Mm-hmm. So that is that system of that we just want in our, or we want to become, even though it includes bringing things into our boundaries that we're just not used to.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned, this is called a segue, folks. You mentioned the Power of Positive playlist. You listen to music much?
Absolutely, I do.
What are you listening to these days?
Oh, brother, let me see. Matter of fact, in the car now, actually, I'm listening to relationship advice by this guy.
Wait a minute.
It's a relationship therapist. He teaches you how to, how to change your perspective on relationships. You know, those who are in a relationship starved like myself, you know, don't know the ins and outs about this and that. So, you know, that's what I'm listening to on the way here. But in my downtime, I like a lot of jazz.
Like old jazz, new jazz? What do you got?
You give me some old school.
Oh, like Verve Records kind of.
Absolutely. Put it on the 45, brother, and let it go.
Okay. All right. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about his music choices and see if we can knit those together. And there's going to be more with Adrian Bledsoe. I'm John Chester, Power of Positive Playlist on the OBBM.
Strong business has always been the clear economic indicator. Work Suites in Allen, Texas is just one of 18 locations in DFW and Houston that support your necessary transitions with full service and affordable workspaces for upgrading or downsizing your current workload. You need to be focused on growth. Trust the office experts and helpful staff at Work Suites to take care of everything else, from dedicated phone lines and internet to furnished executive and co-working spaces. The OBBM network has tripled our business in the short months we've been with Work Suites and encourages you to step out boldly, make the tough decisions, and get back to work your way. Your nation depends on it. The OBBM network acknowledges that this is a pivotal time in history, and it is clear the United States of America has been undermined by many of our elected officials for some time now. We want our local business audience to stand strong in the face of what we now understand, and to be empowered to grow our businesses on the local level beyond the limitations that have been imposed upon us. We believe it is in our national interest to inspire our communities through strong economic development and, additionally, to hold our elected officials accountable for accurate representation of we the people. For that reason, we encourage you to go to WeStandForFreedom.com to learn about the national Write Your Congressman organization that has been the trusted communication tool for local communities for over 60 years. Learn how your representatives are voting. Understand the laws and regulations under consideration on the state and federal level before they are enacted at the county and city levels. Communicate directly with these officials and stand up for yourself, for by doing so, you will protect the communities you serve from tyrannical rule and unconstitutional reforms. The OBBM Network is the premier voice for local business, and we take that responsibility seriously. The OBBM Network has everything you need to grow and transition your business for success on popular syndicated podcast networks, Roku and other video channels, and the OBBM Network app. We work for you, local business, and we've got your back.
And welcome back. John Chester here. Power of Positive Playlist, sitting across from the mighty Adrian Bledsoe. Adrian and I go back, like I said at the beginning, we used to work in a psych hospital, and I would show up early on Saturday mornings, and he and I would sit together in a room and just solve the world's problems. And I would listen to him, and I wanted to get him connected with my son. And he's helped become a model to my son, and I'm very, very thankful, which he told me to tell you, hey, So we need to get together and kick it around for a while.
It's my little brother. I'll
so,
tell you.
Yes. So you mentioned music. You listen to music when you work out, though.
Yes, sir.
Yeah? Like, what do you listen to?
Let's see. Like, this morning was boxing. So, let's see. This morning I listened to a little Nirvana.
Oh, really?
Yeah, listen to a little
Nirvana. I wouldn't think that's the most rhythm-based thing for boxing, but I guess I could see the anger in it.
It's the guitar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How so?
It's the rhythm of the guitar.
Thrash?
With every strum is a punch. Whether it's bam-bam, 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 you know? Mm-hmm. It's a punch-punch squat, you know? I made a chart. I've listened to these songs over and over and over and over again. So every time they hit the guitar, it will be one action or the other. Either it would be a punch or a squat or a kick or something like that. And before you know it, out of a 4-minute and 30-second song, I mean, you're totally smoked. You're totally smoked. The beat has worn you out.
That's perfect. I like that. We can go all day on that. So what do you listen to when you cool down?
Let's see. I like a little Emile LaRue. Let's see.
What I'm not as that? I'm not as up on.
She's a 90s folk music singer.
Oh my gosh. Now I've got to write that down. Okay.
It's real good when you're stretching, you know. You're stretching, you cool down, you're hydrating and all that stuff.
Well, folk music makes you stretch anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Put you to sleep sometimes.
Yes, it can, depending. Yeah. How many times? So, okay. And when you work out, and as I said before, you've worked out with doctors, you've trained with doctors, you've trained with CEOs that have hired you for your services. Do you use music when you're training with them?
No, actually, the only music that we use when we're training with each other is conversation.
Okay.
It's conversation and encouragement. One doctor in particular that I've worked out with, a good friend of mine, we've run in the rain. We've run when it's cold. We've run when it's hot. And all of these things in the beginning were things that she couldn't do. Couldn't do. Air quotes. Couldn't do. But the power of suggestion is something else. It's something serious. Man, it's heavy. We ran 6 miles a week. We ran 6 miles per week. She's never done that in her life. And she ran in flats because she had no idea what kind of equipment to wear. So I had to tell her, look, you keep running these heels and these flats and you're going to pay the price, you know? But the fact that she had totally bought in to what she could do versus what she couldn't do was awesome.
And I think I know the doctor you're speaking of. And now this doctor, she's the chief physician at some of the top hospitals in North Texas that I know of.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that kind of training really makes a difference, not just physically, but it's a mental process as well. So you're feeding your head music. You're feeding your head belief systems. You talked about your listening on your phone on the way up here to a relationship things. So when do you get to take a break? I mean, are you always feeding yourself something?
Me, yes. Yeah. Me, yes, because I'm a workaholic. And that has probably one of my biggest pieces of kryptonite. But it's all in the quest of creating a better version of yourself. And I believe in that. There should never be a period to where you stop learning how to do things better. You know, we learn to maintain routine rather than to perfect a routine. And I believe in perfecting a routine, which means evolution of the routine. You know, whether it's like this morning, whether it's boxing to the beat. Okay, so I've boxed to the beat for 2.5 minutes. So why not kick the other 2.5? You know, side kick, front kick, you know.
So, and we're getting ready to wrap this up. But where do you go? Say somebody calls you up and says, I'm out of shape. I got the COVID-20, COVID-30, whatever. And don't look at me. So what you're, how would you start them off without, because I mean, I look at you and you're like the Terminator. It's just, this guy's handsome. He's outgoing. He's a model. But on the other hand, you're going to intimidate the bejeebus out of some people. They're going to look at you and go, I can't, you know, drop and give you 30. Yeah, so where do we start?
Well, we have to be realistic. I would not project any unrealistic expectations on anyone. I had to start somewhere. Someone had to coach me up on how to take care of my body. And I extend the same to anyone that I come in contact with. Whether you're overweight or just don't know where to start. It's a marriage. Is what I tell them from the beginning. It's a marriage. Communication. Tell me what you think your limits are. Tell me what you think your limits are. Okay? And that's where we start. We work backwards. We'll start at your limitation, and then we'll go from there. Okay? So you never know what you can do unless you're actually exposed to it, right?
Right.
So there are 50 million things that I could tell you right here at this table that I can't do. But it won't stop me from doing it.
Right.
So I try to preach that same message to my clients.
Okay, so that's fabulous. How can people get in contact with you?
Okay, so if you want to set up an appointment or if you just want to share your story and sit down with me and see if we can't create a program for you. You can reach me at Bledsoe Adrian, and that's Bledsoe Adrian, Adrian, at Gmail.
That's awesome. And you're going to give an initial consultation that's free, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Just so you can know what's up. All right, folks. Well, this is the power of positive playlists. And understand that your playlist is sometimes more than just music. It is what you have in your head and what you have playing that goes over and over. This is John Chester. Improve your playlist and you'll improve your world. We'll speak to you soon on the OBBM Network.
You've been listening to Power of a Positive Playlist with music therapist and life coach John Ivor Chester on the OBBM Network podcast. Power of a Positive Playlist airs each Monday and Wednesday at noon Central and 5 p.m. Central on OBBM Radio in the Offbeat Business app, or get the OBBM Network podcast on demand in podcast directories everywhere. For more insight or to book John for speaking or hire John for your therapeutic environments, go to ivorchester.com.